Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Romans to begin with. Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. All of Romans chapter 12. Then looking briefly in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for your word, which is the most powerful weapon in all the universe. Thank you for the privilege we have of being able to spend time with you one-on-one every day, to have our daily appointment as we simply open your word and spend time with you as you speak words of life, blessing, counsel, guidance, and direction and empowerment to us as we read and meditate on your word. With every passing day, help us to fall more in love with you and your word, and empower us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we're thankful for this opportunity to share with our listeners today. We pray that you will give them ears to hear what you have to say to them, and that they will be courageous enough to cling to it and run with it, live on it in a way that honors you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Regan. Thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to remind you once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. I want to continue to remind you over and over again that we do have prayer resources and discipleship resources we'd like to send to you for you to use for yourself, for your family, but also for you in turn to pass on to others so that you can be involved daily with the work of making disciples. That's the Great Commission. We're to be involved in making disciples every day. We're called to be disciples, and we're called to make disciples as well. So we hope and encourage you'll take time to email us to do that. Also, we want to encourage you to email us about our kind of revamped Ten Commandments project, which is underway. It's an opportunity whereby if a young person simply memorizes the Ten Commandments, they can get a free T-shirt with the Ten Commandments on the back. But also, we have a segment of the project whereby young people, if they will write a speech, a five-minute speech or so, five-minute speech about one of the Ten Commandments, and videotape themselves with their phone and send it to us. Again, there will be monetary prizes for different places. So if you want more information about it, please do email me at jparker@afa.net. And let me say very clearly, it's really not about the T-shirt. And it's not about the contest either. It's about discipling our children, instilling the Word of God in our children. Because lest you think it's a nice Sunday school project, the devil's trying to destroy our children and our young people. And there's nothing our children need more than Jesus and Him in their lives. So this is a project to help us to begin to do that in a very fruitful way. So again, the email is jparker@afa.net if you'd like more information about getting young people, your children, your grandchildren, or young people that you know involved in the Ten Commandments Project. We are blessed and honored to have with us in studio today Pastor Terry and Sister Cheryl Traylor of Life Changing Ministries. That's a local church here in the Tupelo, Mississippi community. Welcome, Pastor Terry and Sister Cheryl.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to have you all with us today.
Glad to be here.
And I'm going to ask if, as we start off, if you all will just further introduce yourselves and tell them about your church family as well.
Okay. I'm Pastor Traylor from Life Changing Ministry here in Tupelo at 94 South Thomas Street. Our goal is to change lives one step at a time by the Word of God. And we invite you anytime, feel free to stop in and visit with us and be with us, and we'll make you feel at home.
Amen.
All right. And Sister Cheryl, if you'll just further introduce yourself as well.
I am Cheryl Traylor, the wife of Pastor Terry Traylor at Life Changing Ministries.
Amen. Amen. Great to have you all with us today, too. And let me just mention, too, I like the being able to introduce you not only as being local pastors here in the community, but Pastor Traylor, you're a business entrepreneur as well.
That is correct.
And you have helped create jobs in the Tupelo community. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about how that is a ministry for you as well?
Well, everything that God does is to bring glory to Himself. And and part of what we are doing in business also is a ministry as well, as we say in the church. You have to go outside the walls as well as inside the wall. And many people that we hire sometimes are struggling people that are going through. Could be people who no one else would take a chance with. And so when I get them there, they don't only get chance to work and make some money, but I also get chance to minister to them and tell them about how to get back on track. So they benefit in more than just one way.
Right. And, you know, we were talking earlier about we live in a society in a time where lots of men are struggling. For one reason or another, many times they don't know the Lord, have no interest in the things of God, and many times don't have any interest in the church. But one thing is true is many times that same man, if you can offer him a job, he'll listen and he'll perk up. Would you take a moment specifically to pray for men in our culture, but pray for the church to rise up to do more to reach out and minister to men, please, Pastor?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word teaches that you know what we have need of before we ask. And Father God, there are so many who have need of you this morning. Maybe perhaps they don't know, but it's you. There's a void there, Father God, that they are trying to fill. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit will lead them, guide them in the right direction. And they will begin to see the need to cry out for you, cry out to you for they need you, Father God. And we ask now, Father God, that you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to just minister them, Father God. Your word teaches that if you be lifted up, you would do all the drawing. And so, Father God, they need drawing. They need guidance. They need help. So, Father God, we just ask now that for each and every home that could be broken or dysfunction this morning, Father, who have lost their way and say there's no need, but Father God, you died. You send your one and only Son to die that we may have this freedom. So, Father God, we just ask now that you do what you do best, Father God. You save, Father God, you correct, you rebuke, Father God, you cause people to come in a way, Father God, that they will have an everlasting impression upon their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And Sister Cheryl, I want to ask if you'll take a moment before, and we're going to talk about this event in just a few moments, though, but specifically, would you pray for women in this regard? You know, we live in a society where lots of women are either they're single and longing to be married in a strong Christian home, but then there are a lot of single parents who are struggling and going through difficulties as well. But would you pray for women and the needs that women in our culture and our society are facing today?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you right now for the women that you have called according to your purpose. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you put in their hearts the love that you have for them. Father God, I thank you that you will just press upon their hearts the need for you.
Yes.
That they know your love first, and then you will send them a mate or whatever they need to make this life work for them. Father God, we thank you and we honor you and we give you glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, again, thank you again, Pastor Trailer and Sister Trailer, for being with us today. Now, you all have an event coming up that you're wanting to share both the vision behind it and tell about the event as well.
Yeah. Well, the vision that God has given me is back to Jesus, and really meaning that, you know, with the COVID-19 and everything that took place in part of 2019 over into 2020, people just kind of lost their way. They drift away and just don't know how to get back. So we want to do this revival for all race of people. It's not a one in particular group of people. It's for all people. We have we have three different speakers who's going to speak that night. And Sister Cheryl can help me with their names and pronounce their name for me.
On Wednesday night, on the 26th, we have Pastor Vincent Hayes, and his ministry is called Stand Firm Ministries, and I think he's out of Aberdeen.
Okay.
And on Thursday, we have Minister Chris Payne, and his ministry is called A Way Out Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday night, Pastor Humberto Regalado, I think that's the way he's pronouncing that.
Okay.
But he'll be speaking on Friday night.
Okay.
And we just ask everyone to come out.
Yes, please come out and support. And this here will show our Father which are in heaven, where your heart is. You know, we speak of things we're afraid of, but we can't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. And I really believe that with all my heart, this is of God. When he said back to Jesus, the only way we can get to the Father is through the Son. And we've been for so long playing church. We don't want to call it that. We think, you know, but when we bring all this other stuff in that's not of God, we playing church. And he tore down the destruction of what we call church to rebuild it all over again, to do it over. Because he's a sovereign God. He loves us so that he's willing to give us chance after chance. And I really believe that God is ministering to the body right now to get in your rightful place before it's too late.
Amen.
That's right. Okay. We're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side there. Our in-studio guests today are Pastor Terry and Sister Cheryl Trailer of Life Changing Ministries here in Tupelo, Mississippi. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. the nation have totally forsaken you. Oh, Lord, forgive us. Heal our land as we turn our faces back toward you.
Music of Fred Hammond with If My People. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, our in-studio guests today are Pastor Terry and Sister Cheryl Traylor of Life Changing Ministries here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And as we move into this next segment, Pastor Terry and Sister Cheryl, I want to ask just your thoughts on this. You know, the fact is lots of churches have been closed down for a long time. And there's some churches that have opened up somewhat, and some haven't opened at all. Now, can you share just in your own church journey, what has been your journey as a local church?
We really only was closed maybe perhaps 2 weeks, and we went right back because I realized that the Spirit of the Lord was speaking. You mm-hmm. cannot afford to stay closed. Mm-hmm. People already drift when they feel that they are connected. So imagine when they're no longer connected. Mm-hmm. And sometimes connection to some people just going to church, you know, mm-hmm. and that keep them alive or keep them holding on mm-hmm. because they really can make that spiritual connected. But there's nothing visible for them to see. Mm-hmm. They don't even know how to even try to connect in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. So I would like to encourage people to really make up in their mind to get back to church as soon mm-hmm. as possible. Soon mm-hmm. as the Spirit of the Lord relieve you, and He's already done release you already. You mm-hmm. just got to make up in your mind mm-hmm. to go, you know. As well as we could not do without resources in the earth to support our physical body, for us, our finance, health, and strength, you cannot afford to be spiritually broke. Mm-hmm. You cannot. So you mm-hmm. got to get back into the things in the house of God. But the only thing that's going to be different when you go back, it's not going to be as usual. Mm-hmm. God has changed. God is changing things. And for the leaders who really are wanting to be that shepherd that will lead people by example, they're not going to accept people as they used to. In other words, what I'm saying, anything just can't go. Mm-hmm. If it's not of the Holy Spirit, then we don't do it. Because mm-hmm. what we want to do, we want to be led by the Spirit. The road that leads to destruction is wide. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. And the one that leads to hell, come on.
Is very wise.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm sorry. So what we have to understand is that if we don't get these people turned around before it's mm-hmm. too late, we as shepherds, we as pastors, as leaders, then they have no hope. Mm-hmm. And this disease, Jesus never stopped ministering because there was a disease upon the land. See,
that's right.
And pastors begin to say things like this, and I'm not on pastor today, but I got to say what they say. Well, there is more money coming in that we're not going to church. What are you interested in? Are you interested in the money or the souls of the people or the well-being of the people? Mm-hmm. And we got to be more interested in the well-being of the people because His Word said, now, if you love me, you feed my sheep. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have failed in that era as shepherds. So that's not all. That's just some.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. that's not all. People don't feel like they're not going back to church. There mm-hmm. are some people can't wait to get back to church.
Right.
But there's a majority that say, I'm not going back. Mm. And that's a slap in the face of God for the price that was paid mm-hmm. for you to be able to go to church.
You know, something that is true throughout the Word of God is really, well, you know, God's Word has a message that He shines brightly to us from Genesis to Revelation is the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
And I think of this, too, that, like, of course, by God's grace, you know, over in the last several, well, last couple years, God has blessed Mississippi with a new flag.
Yeah.
On the flag are the words, "In God we trust.
Yes.
Now, that may seem like a nice little thing to some people to place on a flag, but in reality, that's huge.
Yes.
Because it's on our flag and it's on our money, but it means something.
Yes.
Part of what it means is God has called his people to live by faith, trusting him in every situation, under all circumstances, no matter what you're dealing with, in the sunshine, in the rain, when things are going well and when the storms are going on.
Yeah.
The right message to remember is, Lord, I trust you.
Yeah.
Lord, I trust you.
Yeah.
Lord, I trust you. And so there's a lot of fear surrounding the COVID and the pandemic and all that's happened. And, you know, that yes, there are many people that have passed away. But you know what some people fail to realize is people are die one way or another over a period of time. For example, on average, every second, about 3 people die all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Every hour, about 11,000 people. Every 24 hours, all over the world, around 250,000 people die every 24 hours.
Mm.
That's a lot of dying.
That's a lot of dying.
And the fact is this, again, if they don't die from one thing, it's something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the critical issue really is, you know, it's not that whether they were black, white, Asian, whatever, whether they were rich or poor, Republican, Democrat. The only thing that matters is, did they know Jesus?
Yeah, being ready.
Nothing else matters.
Yeah. That's right.
They might have had $1 million in the bank, might have had 2 cents.
Yeah.
The only thing that matters, did they know Jesus?
And I would like to say this here. To be separated from God, you know, that's a bad place to be.
That's right.
And the thing that we want to see, everyone should want for their own personal life, is to make sure that their soul is anchored in the Lord.
That's right.
Nothing
that's right.
else matters.
Mm-hmm.
Your last name, he said, I do it for the good of my name.
Mm-hmm.
Your last name, your legacy, whatever you left, that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
Only someone else can enjoy that.
That's
you came
right.
in this world without anything, and you're going to leave without anything. So what you got to be making sure that heaven is your home.
That's right.
And the
only way
you can do that is by knowing him and keeping his commandment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that don't mean you're a perfect being, but that means you strive to live for the Lord. You live unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You don't willfully practice sin or live for sin. You want to live the way God has called you to live.
That's right. That's right.
One thing I'd like to say is that a lot of people need to get back to church because the children are straying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're straying. I work with children every day.
Mm-hmm.
And in times past, I used to work at one of the local schools here.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the years, I've noticed that a lot of children that I work with have died, and they've been teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm working with small children, and I see that if we don't do something, it's going to continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those deaths were by, they were violent.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want that to continue, but if we don't put something into the parents, what is left for the children?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful point. And you know, As much as it, some people might think it sounds like a cliche, the reality is Jesus really is the answer.
He's the only answer.
They need to receive Christ and need to learn how to walk with God, because God, every problem, every challenge, every difficulty we have on every level is a result of people not knowing and living the Word of God.
Well, what we have to realize as Christian, as people, many people say, I'm doing me, but you're not your own.
Mm-hmm.
You was bought with a price.
That's right.
Whether you have accepted him or not, you didn't pay the price to be here and to have this freedom that you have. So you should use what you have for the glory of God. And now that the enemy have deceived so many people and they have lived this lifestyle for a period of time, they are very comfortable. In other words, their eyes are blind spiritually. They are blind and they cannot see. So we got to do all we can to give an emergency surgery to open up their spiritual eyes so they can see.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because once the enemy gets you, he don't just let go.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, this is a fight.
That's right.
Ephesians tell us we have to put on the whole armor of God
that
we may be able to stand in the day of evil. And surely we are in the days of evil.
Really?
You know. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Would you specifically pray for persons that are listening who maybe find themselves in a place where either they know they don't know the Lord, or they realize they've drifted, and they know they need to recommit their lives to the Lord? Would you pray for those persons?
Yes. Father God, you are a sovereign God. You know everything. There's nothing that can take place in your life. And you know the moment, the time and place that they will be at in their life. But Father God, because of you being so merciful and full of grace and understanding, Father God, we thank you now, Father God, that you're waiting, Father God, on them to come back. Not only are you waiting, Father God, you're willing to draw with your love, Father God, and your kindness, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for all those who realize and think that they have went too far. You can never go too far, nor you can go too low. Well, God still don't want you. He wants you. He want to do good by you. He want to do good for you. Jeremiah 29:11 tells that he has a plan and a purpose for us. God would not have allowed us to be born into this earth to just allow us to be destroyed. He says, not his will that anyone should perish, but all have eternal life. So, Father God, for that one that's listening this morning, you too now, Father God, and you receive it by faith, whoever you may be, black, white, blue, or brown, it doesn't matter. Just receive it by faith. I receive Christ today. And your journey with God will begin today. And I'm telling you today, you are saved. Your soul is anchored in the Lord. If you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and not doubt, you can never go too far, even though you feel that you done drifted. But he never left you. You can leave him, but he will never leave you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Cheryl, I want to ask, would you pray specifically for ministry to children and young people? You know, there's such a need for, first, us as parents to recognize the greatest ministry that they can receive typically will be from the home. Mm-hmm. But also the need for churches to be much more aggressive about reaching out to young people, both teenagers and children. Just pray for ministry to children and youth overall, please.
Okay. Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for your children that you have placed them on the earth, for they are our future. Father God, we pray that you speak to their parents' heart, wherever they are, or their guardians, Father God, speak to their hearts to bring the children back to you. Lord God, we thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for their lives, and it's not to harm them. It's to do them good, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you whisper into their small hearts that you love them. No matter what they go through, that you love them, Father God. And we know that they will be drawn back by the heart of the Father. We thank you and we give you honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now share the dates one more time of this upcoming event.
Okay. It's going to be next week, May the 26th through the 28th at Life Changing Ministries, and it's going to be in the parking lot.
Okay then. And again, May 26th through the 28th.
Yes, sir.
And it's called again, the name is?
Back to Jesus.
Back to Jesus. Okay, then. Yes. Okay. You know, I was sharing about our Ten Commandments project, and, you know, I think of this that, again, I'm really excited about the new side of it to where we have a number of young people that either have or will be writing a speech about one of the Ten Commandments, and they'll be sharing it on video and I'm actually going to have a number of them to come on the broadcast to share the speech as well. Well, again, instilling the Word of God in our children is critical.
Yeah.
It's critical because, again, we see so many young people killing each other.
Yeah.
We see many young people dying from drug overdoses and related issues. Just so many things going on in the lives of children and young people. And, again, Jesus really is the answer. The Word of God is the answer. And so part of our need is for us to become aggressive, to be really mobilized about it and not be laid back, because the reality is this. The kingdom of darkness is extremely aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
The devil's trying to swallow our children alive. Mm-hmm. And so it's crazy for us as God's people to think that we should be laid back because the stakes are too high.
It's too high.
And we have the ability to overrun the kingdom of darkness any day of the week when we put our weaponry to work correctly. So there's a great need for us to allow the Spirit of God to help us, to cause us to have the passion that Jesus puts in each of us.
That's so good.
I'm going to take a moment to pray specifically for that. Father, thank you, Lord, for every believer listening. Thank you for the body of Christ. Lord, pour out upon us a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit, a passion that causes us to live in such a way that we are a living sacrifice. We live sacrificially to do your work. And help us to know, Lord, that ministry is anything you tell us to do. Mm-hmm. Ministry is simply hearing your word and hearing your Spirit speak to us and doing what he says. And help us to know, Lord, that as we obey your word and your spirit, that we're vessels through which the Holy Spirit can reach to accomplish eternal things. Yes. And help us to know, Lord, when we obey you, we're also stepping into your eternal purposes. Our job is to simply listen to you and do what you tell us. And Lord, again, thank you for the fact that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And in spite of how big the storms and the difficulties may seem to be, you're so much bigger. You're so much greater. You're so much more powerful. Help us to know, Lord, there's never a time for us to be fearful in view of the fact that we know who's inside of us and for who we work. And Lord, help us to remember who we are as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And help us to be mindful that we represent the most important cause in the world, the kingdom of light, your work and your will. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us to know, Lord, that prayer is one of the most critically important tools you've given us. Anoint us afresh with the spirit that would encourage us to fill our hearts and our minds with your word. Help us to recognize that you've told us your word is the sword of the spirit. Mm-hmm. And that we desperately need to know how to use that sword skillfully, wisely, and powerfully every single day. And also the fact is, again, the devil doesn't have anything in his arsenal to defeat the word of God. Our job is to take it and use it as you would direct us to. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our in-studio guests today are Pastor Terry and Cheryl Traylor of Life Changing Ministries. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my
the music of Michael W. Smith with Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are Pastor Terry and Sister Cheryl Traylor of Life Changing Ministries here in Tupelo, Mississippi. As we begin this segment, I'm going to read a passage from a well-known story found within the Word of God in 1 Samuel chapter 17, specifically starting at verse 40, the story of David as he faced off in battle with Goliath, starting at verse 40 of 1 Samuel 17. Then he took his staff in his hand and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had and his sling in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David. And the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And he wounded, and the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road to She'areim, even as far as Gath and Ekron. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, and he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" And Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I do not know." So the king said, "Inquire whose son this young man is." Then as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" So David answered, "I am the son of your son Jesse, the Bethlehemite." Again, that was verses 40 through 58 of 1 Samuel chapter 17. And, you know, Pastor and Sister Ayla, I think of this. That story has so many important life lessons for the church in it, because as the story unfolds in 1 Samuel chapter 17, you have King Saul and the Israelite army, the people of God, the army of God, against the Philistines, which represent the kingdom of darkness. Mm-hmm. And the champion of the Philistines, Goliath, has the king of Israel terrified. Mm-hmm. And the whole Israelite army terrified. Mm-hmm. And basically they're paralyzed, afraid.
Yeah.
And God takes one courageous young man who knew his God, put his faith in his God. He defeated their champion and put the whole enemy on the run.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden that army that was shaking in their boots a few moments ago, they all of a sudden get brave and courageous. And they come and they have a great victory because one man was used by the Spirit of God to lead that victory that day.
Yeah. Well, what you have to realize, one person can make a difference. Mm-hmm. One person can make a difference. And you can never say who God going to use and not going to use, because you might very well be surprised on who God's going to use. And that's why we have to be so open to the Holy Spirit, because you never know who God's going to use to bless your life.
That's right.
You never know. Mm-hmm. And the very person you done wrote out is the very one God has waiting to bless you.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, a very important truth along with that, too, is that, again, as this scripture points out, the battle is God's.
Yes, it's not yours.
And what God wants us to do, he wants a willing vessel who trusts him.
Trust him.
Because remember, the explosion happens, it's by the power of the Spirit. He just needed a willing vessel.
Yeah.
An available vessel.
Yeah.
And so God did all the heavy lifting, but without a willing vessel, without a vessel that trusted him, God wouldn't, in that day, apparently God wouldn't have had the chance to show up.
Well, you know, the Bible teaches us that life and death lies in the tongue. Mm-hmm. And David spoke what he was going to do.
That's right.
To the giant, did he not?
So
when David spoke, God delivered for him, did he not? So that's why we got to speak God's word. We got to speak with encouragement. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself when there's no one else to encourage. If God said it, you can trust it's going to come to pass.
That's right.
Okay.
Men and women of faith, that's what we're called to be and to do. So, well, as far as the upcoming event you have coming up, it's an outdoor tent revival, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And The reason that I chose to, by the Holy Spirit, to do it on the outside, so many people right now still are uncomfortable with coming on the inside. And I thought it would be just absolutely perfect for the season that we're in life right now. Because everybody is complaining about this and what if this and that. But I'm going to tell you something. When you are protected by God Almighty, mm-hmm. it shall not come. Psalms 91 tells us it shall not come nigh to you. Mm-hmm. So we know that we are protected by God. And it's one thing about God. God never puts you in harm's way. Mm-hmm. He never puts you in harm's way. God mm-hmm. don't give you a command or give you an order of to do something and then turn around and curse you with it at the same time. That's not right. how he works. Mm-hmm. So I know my God and I trust him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, praise God. Praise God. And specifically, too, is this event, of course, you're hoping any and everybody that's that will come out then, right?
That's correct. We're not looking for certain people. We're just looking for people, period. God, mm-hmm. you ain't got to be saved. You ain't got to been in the church in the last 10 years. You still have a soul. Mm-hmm. And your soul got to spend eternity somewhere. Mm-hmm. And our life is like a vapor. So we're here today and gone tomorrow. It's very important that we take the opportunity to get it right. It's very mm-hmm. important that we, because you won't know. He said, how can he know without a preacher? How can he preach unless he's been sent? Mm-hmm. So you won't know. I'm not saying you can't read and study for yourself, but it's good to fellowship also.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think of, too, I'm going back again. We were talking a few moments ago about our Ten Commandments project. Mm-hmm. It's critical that we recognize this, that again, you see how the devil is trying to destroy our children. You know, it's easy to go online to see videos mm-hmm. of children hurting other children.
Children.
Mm-hmm. Children fighting.
Yes.
It's sad the things people post online, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes. But also, the tragic stories you hear, too, like a tragic story of a true incident where a young man went in a store one day and took something and took off, mm-hmm. and one of the attendants stepped out and shot the young man. He mm-hmm. was 17 years old, mm-hmm. and he died. Mm-hmm. I think what he took was a can of beer. Mm-hmm. Well, sadly, again, he died over a can of beer. Mm-hmm. Well, now, yes, it was wrong. The man shouldn't have shot him, and he did get arrested. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, again, had a parent yes. or a Sunday school teacher or a pastor or somebody had taught him the Ten Commandments mm-hmm. and taught him the Word of God, mm-hmm. he would probably be alive today.
He would be alive today.
God's Word is good for us. It's good for all of us. It's good for every marriage. It's good for every family. It's mm-hmm. good for every community. It's good for every state, every nation, yeah. every world.
No one can do it without the Word of God.
That's
you
right.
can try, but you're bad mistaken if you think you can make it without the Word. See, that's some right. people just exist. Mm-hmm. But you're not living until you live unto the Holy Spirit. That's when you begin to live. You can exist in your natural body, mm-hmm. but you're really not living until you know something about the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right. Our time is almost gone. I want to ask if each of you, just whatever else is on your heart to pray for, I'm going to ask Sister Cheryl to start us off and then Pastor Taylor. Whatever's on your heart to pray for, would you at this time?
Mm-hmm. Right now, Father God, the things that you've placed on my heart is for the masses of the souls that need to be brought into the kingdom. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to prick their hearts for righteousness' sake. Father God, we ask you to bring the people in, Father God, that need to be, and the desire to hear your word to change their lives. Father God, we thank you and we honor you in the name of Jesus.
Yes. And brother, as you had read Romans 12 this morning, I just want to pray for the minds and hearts of people. For the enemy is sitting on their minds and heart to keep them in the place that they're in. He made them feel somewhere comfortable, but it's really a very uncomfortable place. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask now, Father God, that we speak and that spirit of the enemy will have to back up off the minds and hearts of people, Father God, so they can see, Father God, the forest is thick, but Father God, we know that all things are possible to him who believe. Father God, we just believe, Father God, that as I'm speaking right now, minds are being changed, hearts are being filled with your love to change from their old sinful ways and messed up mindset that they may be able to carry out your will. Father God, the only important prayer that it really is that the Father will be done. So, Father God, we're praying today that your will be done, Father God. And the only way that we can do this and know this, that we have a mind of Christ, mm-hmm. let this mind be in you that's also that's in Christ Jesus. So we thank you this morning that we have the mind of Christ, Father God. I thank you that our flesh is dying daily, Father God. Father God, to be in our flesh is to be hostile towards God. And we no longer want to be hostile towards God. For Romans tell us that all have sinned and come short of your glory. But today we come to repent. We come to say we are godly, truly sorry for the wrong that we have done. And we ask now, Father God, that you just restore us, Father God. Restore us like we know no one else can. And we give you all glory, God. We give you all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as we get ready to draw to a close, I want to remind you once again, as usual, if there's someone listening today who's never made that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get saved. Today is a good day to pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to change you, to make you what he wants you to be. If you'd like to make that decision as a salvation prayer or recommitting your heart of the Lord, committing your heart to the Lord, simply would you pray this prayer with me today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Yes. I repent completely, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, you said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer for the first time, please email us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to get in touch with you, share with you some material that will help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We'd like to share discipleship materials as well. Pastor and Sister Traylor, thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Honored to have you. And share one more time, if someone wants to come to Life Changing Ministries.
94 South Thomas Street. We're going to be in the parking lot at 7 o'clock p.m. nightly.
All right. And those dates again are May the
26th through the 28th.
All right. Thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Again, if you'd like to get some of the discipleship and prayer materials, email us at jparker@afa.net. Or if you'd like materials and information about the Ten Commandments Project that you want to get your young people involved, again, email us at jparker@afa.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.